Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Justin from Ferndale is. Justin, are you there?
Hey, good morning. Sure am.
Good morning. And were you by chance, Justin, listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to get three of the correct answers for this game?
No, I was in the wave pool at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Okay, that sounds
awesome. Yes, that's awesome. How was it?
Oh, it was epic. It was my, we did it for my son's sixth birthday, and him and the little 2.5-year-old had an absolute blast.
Oh, dude, I want to take Tatum to it so bad because I feel like she would just thrive in that situation.
Oh, she would love it. It's absolutely amazing. The buffet, skip, a little spendy for what you're getting, but everything else, awesome.
Nice endorsement there, Justin.
I feel like whenever you're doing anything like amusement or fun family stuff, you just expect that you're going to go broke on food.
100%.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we were like over 600 by the end of 3 days.
Oh, I don't like that, though.
Cancel the plan, Steve. Yeah, no. All right, Justin's ready, Steve. That means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Justin is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
How many states border Washington?
3?
No.
2.
Yes. What is the most common nut in Rocky Road ice cream?
Almond.
Correct. How many eyes does a honeybee have?
So 5?
Yes. On what part of the body would you find the phalanges?
Those are your fingers.
They are. Which TV cartoon character had a dog named Porkchop?
Oh, that'd be Doug.
It sure would be. Vera Wang is best known for designing what kind of dresses?
Oh, wedding dresses?
Yes. Who has the songs Vaseline and Sour Girl?
Pass right now.
In what decade was the first Volkswagen bus produced?
Oh, the 70s?
No.
60s?
No.
50s?
Correct. What country does Borat hail from?
Oh, my gosh. Pass on that one. What? Would that be Stone Temple Pilots?
Yes, it was. What element's chemical symbol are the letters N-A?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
You know what? Don't be ashamed of an 8-point score there, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And here comes our friend Steve Migs.
I love walking into yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I'm just going to say that you should feel a little bit of pressure this
morning.
Okay. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many states border Washington?
How many states? That would be 3.
No.
2.
Yes. What is the most common nut in Rocky Road ice cream?
Oh, crap. Peanut.
No.
Hudson Road. Walnut?
No.
Crap. Pass. We'll come back to it.
How many eyes does a honeybee have?
Four.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No. On what part of the body would you find the phalanges?
Hey. On the butt?
No.
arm?
No.
Throat?
No. Which TV cartoon character had a dog named Porkchop?
Porky Pig?
No.
Pass.
Vera Wang is best known for designing what kind of dresses?
Oh, crap. I know this one, though. Wedding dresses.
Yes. Who had the songs Vaseline and Sour Girl?
Some type of pilot.
Correct. In what decade was the first Volkswagen bus produced?
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What country does Borat hail from?
Kazakhstan.
Yes. What element's chemical symbol are the letters NA?
Sodium.
Yes. Which TV cartoon character had a dog named Porkchop?
Tom and Jerry.
No. Steve.
Charlotte Webb.
It was not that either. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, which is a great score, but it's not enough to beat Justin because Justin got 8.
Nice job,
eight
Justin.
8-6.
Oh, man. A vacation sure as hell helped me out that time.
There you go.
You might have lost a lot of money on vacation, but you won Beat Migs.
I think I buy a shirt now.
Oh, that's right. The new I Beat Migs shirt is available exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
After the weekend you had, you might need to be on a spending freeze.
That's very true. The nut that is in Rocky Road ice cream, by the way, almond.
Almonds.
Justin did get that one right. He also knew that a honeybee has 5 eyes. The part of the body where you'd find the phalanges are the hands, because they're the fingers. And then the TV cartoon character that had a dog named Porkchop was Doug. Doug Funny.
I don't know anything about Doug. Although I'm enjoying you singing and dancing for me right now, but I still, that doesn't help me.
It's a really good show, Steve. You should go back and watch.
Okay, fair.
The Daily Migs Show.
I attended a celebration of life yesterday, and to say it was powerful would be an absolute understatement. We're going to tell you what happened after Foo Fighters. If she were still rocking with me on planet Earth, today would have been my Aunt Robin's 76th birthday.
Wow.
But we lost her back in March, and she had a long, difficult battle with Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia. And if anybody's ever watched somebody go through either of those things, it's really hard. And especially at the end there, it was very hard.
Well, it's tough because they're no longer the person you know, and they don't even know.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, good days, bad days, but, you know, we were very sad to lose her. But one thing we wanted to do is make sure that her celebration of life was right around her birthday. And we were down at the family cabin. But if you rewind about 20 years, when my grandparents passed away, it caused a fracture in the family. And I know that this is many people have this kind of situation with their families. So we were kind of estranged from some of our family for the better part of 2 decades. And a lot of the cousins, we're close in age, so we've managed to, stay in touch and, see each other once a year or something like that. But we had not all been together in probably 20 years.
It's crazy.
So yesterday, we had family come in from
all
over
nervous?
The place. I was very nervous.
Because here you are, I'm seeing people you haven't seen. And the last time you probably saw them, it wasn't on good terms.
And we were like, pretty much kids.
Yeah.
And so it ended up being an amazing day, start to finish. But at one point, one of my uncles, who I hadn't seen in probably 20 years, stood up and offered, an olive branch of sorts that just brought everyone to tears. Because somebody should have said something, and he was the one that chose to be that person. And
it was like they always say, like, there's an elephant in the room, and he's like, you know what? Let's just address it. Let's just get it out of the way, because otherwise, this is going to be a real crappy day.
And it was,
good on him.
It was so heartfelt. We're all crying, like sobbing.
Were you nervous when he said I had something to say?
Yes, of course.
Because you never know if he's going to double down and be like, I still hate you. I hate you. You're cool, but you suck.
No, it was, and there was hand holding and hugging. Wow. And for my Aunt Robin, her death ended up being what brought us all together and kind of patched up some things that really should have been patched up probably a long time ago. But then the more time that goes by, you just kind of move on with your life. And it was so wonderful to have those connections made yesterday and, put a lot of that behind us and just be able to move forward as a united family. And I think Robin would have been absolutely delighted to have seen that unity come from yesterday's celebration of life.
It's the one crappy thing about, like, that it takes funerals and deaths to do that, but it happens more often than I know. Like, more often than not, like, I see that happening all the time. Hell, even, like, our friend Kevin Deers, who's no longer with us, his memorial was actually, I think it was yesterday, Saturday,
yes.
Deep in Oregon. But, like, you know, at the memorial show that happened over at El Corazon and even, like, at the Defy Wrestling, there were, like, people who haven't been friends for a long time that were now in the same room together and realized, you know, we're here because our friend is gone. Like, maybe we need to bury the hatchet and,
yes,
and not let stupidity of whatever life has thrown our way stop us from being friends anymore.
It really can be such a healing thing, you know, and you're obviously devastated that that person's no longer around, but to be able to, like, have that Band-Aid put over hearts and things like that is just, it was just so magical. And I, even driving in this morning, I had made a playlist for the celebration of life with all my aunt's favorite songs. And driving down, I was still listening to it this morning because she had great taste in music, Steve, because she loved the Beatles.
What other bands did she like? What else was on the playlist?
The Association. You know, it was just a really cool, like, classic.
Any other
rock
bands that maybe I like?
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Elton John.
All right, let's go.
Heart.
All right.
Some good stuff in there. So even driving down this morning, though, I was just beaming from ear to ear. It was just, it couldn't have been a more beautiful, perfect day.
Yeah, it definitely. I think you hope that, like, in your passing, that maybe, like, that would inspire others to, like, kind of, you know, be like, hey, we need to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
I thought about it with my dad's, and I don't have a happy ending in this one, because similar, my dad's side of the family, like, we did not ever talk to, because there was always something that led to a big falling out. And when I went home for my dad's funeral, I thought, are they going to be there? And I was all prepared. Like, I'm like, I'm down to have a conversation. And, like, I never really had any ill will towards him. I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, you know, because I was on Team Dad,
sure,
we just lost contact with them. But I was like, you know, if this would bring us, none of them showed up.
Oh, really?
And I was like, man, like, that, I don't know. In my head, I'm like, that's a weird thing. Like, I would think that the least you could do is show up for your uncle's passing.
Yeah.
You know, we did for when their dad passed, even though things weren't very good. But we're like, let's go. It's the right thing to do. So I was like, that's, and I had no way of contacting them. Like, none of us have each other's numbers. None of us know each other on social media. It's just like one of those things where it's like that whole side of my family is just gone.
And it's just, you got to realize how short life is. Like, our time on this planet is just a blip. So if you have the ability to extend that olive branch, to say you're sorry, to find forgiveness in your heart.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Someone just texted and said, I hadn't spoken to my dad's side of the family in over a decade. After his funeral, my cousin handed me a beer and said, let's stop being weird. We've been tight ever since.
I love that.
Another person says, we all haven't been in the same room since my grandpa's 80th birthday. It took his funeral to finally get us all to talk and laugh and act like siblings again instead of strangers.
Yeah, this is a very common tale, and I encourage more people to, you know, find that.
Okay, this one.
Oh, Lord.
It's a good story about family getting back together because of a passing, but just, I'll just read it. So it's, my cousins and I, we reconnected at my grandma's funeral. Now we have a group chat called Dead Grandma's Angels, and we do monthly brunch. She would love it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a website out there that made a very strange social media post about a member of Linkin Park's feet.
So weird, man.
So we got to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The music website Alternative Nation confused its readers a little bit when they posted a picture of Emily Armstrong of Linkin Park, and in the picture, she is taking a selfie and her feet are showing. So the caption says, Linkin Park singer showing off her beautiful feet.
Have you seen this post?
No.
Because I was just scrolling on Facebook over the weekend and came across the post, and I had to do a double take. I'm like, that's not really, this isn't, because Alternative Nation's Facebook page has over 200,000 followers. So it's like, you know, it's, I wouldn't say reputable, but
sure.
You know, and here's the picture. And it's just like a picture. It looks like she's like maybe fresh off of working out because she's or doing yoga.
She's got a roller thing.
She's got like a roller and a yoga mat, and she's just taking a picture of herself, and she's wearing no shoes or socks. And they decided to share this as like a story.
That's very odd.
All right, I'm not alone then.
No, like this isn't breaking news.
No, I was like, I don't really come to you guys, but I come to find out if like Rage Against the Machine's working on a new record. And here I am now looking at Emily Armstrong's feet.
Are they nice?
I'm not. They're feet. Like, I'm not here to like judge people. I know some people are into that world. And that's whatever, man. Like, we're all into different things. I don't give a crap. But they're just feet.
Well, many people have had to voice their opinions on this photo and the caption and all of it. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a few of those comments, and well, we figured who better to have read it than a man who's known for loving feet, and that is actor Jack Nicholson.
Is that true?
I have no idea. I just saw that he was one of the robot voices we could use. I was like, it'd be kind of funny to hear him read them.
I'll believe anything, Steve.
If you say it with confidence, Tyron's going to believe it. All right, so here's robot Jack Nicholson talking about this website publication posting Emily's feet and commenting on how pretty they are. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Linkin Park? More like Stankin Park, am I right?
Okay, I don't know. I mean,
original.
Fresh out of yoga? Probably a little stinky.
Alternative Nation, this is f***ing weird. Like, would y'all write the same about Chester? Hashtag cringe.
I mean, they have. They've done articles about how nice of a feet that...
No. Very smooth.
I mean, I agree. It is so weird that they decided to put that out there. I guess for clicks and engagement, they got a lot of engagement from this post.
I bet they. I mean, to your point, like that's a pretty powerful market out there, the feet people.
Yeah, but I usually don't go to like a music social media page to get my
Your feet fixed.
Get my feet fixed, right?
Alternative Nation clearly has a writer that has a foot fetish. LOL.
Okay. Yes, I think that's very clear. Do you think there's somebody like in that's part of Alternative Nations? Like, who's doing our social media? Who posted this one?
I hope they figured it out.
Because like for our station, like I don't have access just because I keep forgetting what the password is. But like we all have access to KSW's social media page. Like imagine if Danny just posted a picture of somebody. Of course, I use Danny because he's not here right now. He's still on vacation with his daughter. But what if he posted something like, check out her sweet feet? We'd all be like, what the hell's
Danny,
going on, man?
You went too far.
Crawling in my feet, these toes, they will not heal.
Okay.
Crawling in my feet. That's the remix.
Anyone else think this is odd as f***? Imagine going to their page, and there's an article about Kings of Leon working on a new record. Oh, and breaking news, Emily from Linkin Park has feet. Click here for more info.
Click here for her shoe size.
We have one more comment about this weird post from Alternative Nation showing off Emily from Linkin Park's feet. Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
No one will ever replace Chester Bennington. But yeah, those are some sexy feet. Y'all are horny over at Alternative Press, huh?
All right, well, it's Alternative Nation, not Alternative Press. Alternative Press does not do that kind of stuff.
They would never.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Get ready to tee off in the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing. You can scoop up a foursome while they are available at KISW.com. It's very, very close to being sold out again, Steve Miggs. We're going to be broadcasting live that morning. All the details can be found at KISW.com. We know that many of you are just waking up and starting your morning off right with a cup of coffee and also maybe a little curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And let us tell you, there's a lot. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Lester Holt wrapped up his final NBC Nightly News broadcast on May 30th. He had been an anchor for that show for 10 years.
I'm about to list now my top five favorite moments from Lester Holt.
Do you have five?
No, I've never watched an episode of the show.
Really?
Oh,
he was great.
Was he?
I liked him on... Wait, he's still doing Dateline.
Oh, okay.
Because his Datelines are great, too. But he brought his team on stage. He showed this montage of memorable moments from the time he spent on the show. And this is audio from him saying goodbye.
Before we go tonight, a word about me. You may recall the announcement back some months ago that I would be leaving my post here at Nightly News in order to expand my role as host of Dateline. Well, today is that day. After 10 years, this is my last Nightly News broadcast. As anchor, it has been an honor to lead this program and an honor to be welcomed into your homes. I am so grateful for your trust.
I quit this bitch.
Perfect.
Okay, you might be the only person that I know that's not 20 years older than me, 10 years older than me, that freely admits that they watch Dateline.
I love Dateline.
Do you watch 2020 as well?
Of course. Do you remember back in the day, like 60 Minutes would come on, your parents would be watching 60 Minutes, and you'd be like, oh God, here we go.
That ticking clock.
I love that 60 Minutes. I'm all for it. My two favorite, though,
Do you actually watch this show? Because, like,
yes!
I'll be honest. Full disclosure, there are times where, like, I see a 60 Minutes video on YouTube, and I'm like, well, that sounds kind of interesting, and I click on it, and it's pretty good.
Yes!
But I never go out of my way to, like, DVR 60 Minutes or watch it.
I will say, though, the two goats of Dateline to me are Keith Morrison and Lester Holt, and they're both still going strong doing it. I think Keith Morrison's been doing it for 30 years.
I saw people online, like, talking about Lester Holt, like, stepping down or, you know, saying goodbye and all that. I'm like, oh, that's okay, well, good career and all. But then I realized he's still working.
Yes! He's just going to be doing more Dateline.
He's just like, I'm too busy for NBC Nightly News, do you watch that as well?
I mean, it's on in the background in our house a lot, for sure. We're old.
Do you guys
people.
Have cable?
Steve, we've already talked today about how old I'm feeling lately. With my large font and my Dateline and my 2020 and
Dateline, 60
news.
Minutes. All right, let's talk something that we all can relate with, and that's fast food. There's a guy going viral. Apparently, he's a former corporate employee for McDonald's. So now he's willing to disclose the secrets.
Oh.
And he did a TikTok video that's now being shared all around the place that talks about what exactly is in a McDonald's burger, the meat.
Are you going to ruin this for me?
It's not going to ruin it. Spoiler alert, it's not going to, like, disgust you or make you think twice about you eating at McDonald's. But for some reason, he needed to let the world know what's going on with the McDonald's meat. Are you ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement.
Why does he sound so aggressive when he's sharing this?
He does sound very aggressive.
Like, are you about to say something that nobody believes me? I'm like, what are you going to say? It sounds so outlandish.
I want to hear it.
The ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac. Same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
Okay.
Also, so... Why can't you just tell us, like how much salt are they using and how much, like, don't give us, like, okay, 86% salt, but 86% of what?
I want to know the grand total.
Right, like, I mean, like, what do you mean by that, buddy?
Well, speaking of burger lawsuits, Steve, there is a judge that has allowed a lawsuit against Burger King to go ahead and proceed. 19 plaintiffs from 13 states are claiming that Burger King falsely advertised its Whopper.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper,
and other items on the menu as being significantly larger than they are in real life. So Burger King is denying this completely.
They're also suing because they're saying that the Impossible Whopper is actually very possible. And I never even realized that there was a thing in a Burger King ad that said exactly how big a Whopper is.
I don't remember that either, but I do know that there was a time that you, Steve Miggs, when you were in college and your pizza would get delivered, that you'd get the measuring tape out and measure if it was actually
12 inches.
12 inches or
yes.
not.
And it was there were times where it was only 11, and we would get a free pizza because of that.
Are you the one behind this lawsuit?
We never sued. Like, if they called us on our BS and said, sir, this is a dumb thing, we're not going to send you a pizza, we'd be like, okay, our bad. It was worth a try. We gave the whole college effort, but we weren't suing anybody over this.
I mean, there's still time.
So it seems like fast food is just all over the news right now because Popeyes has just made an announcement, and it starts today. Have you been to Popeyes?
No.
Ever?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Put it on the list, Steve.
Wait, even during all the craziness that was going on where everyone was like losing their mind about their chicken sandwich and like it was like impossible to get for a minute because of people were just going in droves to get it?
I did not know that was a thing.
Well, now they have something else that people should be getting excited about, and that's their new chicken wraps. It's only available for a limited time, but it starts today, and it's just like, you know, ham-breaded tenders, lettuce, cheese, pickles, all that kind of stuff, in a biscuit-inspired tortilla, which does sound kind of delicious.
I'm curious to know what I want to know about the mouthfeel of that.
And some people are saying, well, I can't tell you that, but some people are saying that this is like their way of competing with like the Burger Kings, the Taco Bells, and the Wendy's when it comes to like a wrap chicken sandwich.
Thing.
Yeah, a wrap chicken thing. We're probably not the best for marketing this because
we're killing it right
now. Yeah, yeah.
There's a new trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 out now, and it was presented during the Netflix Tandem event. Is that what it is?
I guess so.
This is Adam Sandler, Jui Bowen, and Kevin Nealon in the clip.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try. But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Happy Gilmore is breaking in yet another caddy you just met.
Happy Gilmore didn't have things flowing on the first hole.
Oh, shut up! It's
magic! How did you feel about the original Happy Gilmore?
I love the original
Same.
Happy Gilmore. I thought it was so great. I honestly don't think this is going to be very good. I'm not going to lie to you, but I will watch it because it's on Netflix.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, my standards are kind of low when it comes to Netflix movies or any programming on Netflix for the most part. I'm just like, it's good enough. At least it's something to watch. It justifies me dropping like the $12 or whatever it is a month on Netflix.
I think we should watch it and then give a review.
1,000%. I'm in for that.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you'd like a shot at beating Steve, call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.